Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Boston, hundreds of abortion rights advocates are pushing for a strong response to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down buffer zones outside clinics. Hundreds of people gathered in Boston last night to protest that decision, as well as the ruling that some employers have the right to opt out of health insurance coverage for contraception. Reporter Mike Dean was there.
After the Supreme Court ruled that the state's 35-foot abortion clinic buffer zone law is unconstitutional, women's health advocates have acted quickly to push through new legislation to enhance public safety around clinics, without violating the free speech rights the court acted to protect. It's a balancing act many of those who turned out to demonstrate on City Hall Plaza expect state lawmakers can easily perform. Jackie Gilfus says she will contact her local legislators and urge them to support the bill.
I absolutely respect freedom of speech. That's why we were here today. But I think it was really short-sighted to just say that it was peaceable assembly that's happening in front of clinics, because that's not what is happening.
Among the lawmakers waiting to see a legislative response to the Supreme Court's buffer zone ruling is Somerset Representative Patricia Haddad. She's the top-ranking woman in the House and says she knows House Speaker Robert DeLeo is committed to providing more clinic protection before this year's legislative session ends at the end of the month. And she spoke with Governor Deval Patrick at the rally.
He's said to us he wants to get it done. I told the governor when we stopped that we have work to do and we'll do it.
But abortion opponents are asking why. Massachusetts Citizens for Life Executive Director Patricia Stewart says the state already has laws to ensure everyone's safety.
My thought is enforce the laws that are there, see if there are problems that still arise that those laws do not address adequately, and then take action to specifically address the issues that are identified as problems.
And Stewart warns abortion opponents are ready to go back to court to fight any limits on the right to speak to patients at clinics that perform abortions. Advocates and lawmakers expect clinic protection legislation to surface next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Mike Dean.